Joe Cooper, Business Development Officer from the Community Foundation of Shropshire, is working on a competition for Shropshire's Outstanding Community. And the foundation is running the competition for the first time. Even though we still are coming out of the restrictions of COVID, they want to hear of your fabulous stories within the community. Joe is here to tell us more. Joe, welcome. Thanks for sparing time. Tell us more.
Thank you for having me on. So Shropshire's Outstanding Community is a competition and initiative that we've launched that is to offer communities within the county of Shropshire to be recognised and to celebrate the strong, supportive community spirit. So whether that's a community within a town, village, a street, or a housing development or a block of flats, We want to shine a light where people come together to support each other. A community of people that have developed a safe and thriving environment in which they live.
Wow. So presumably that's quite a wide pitch, if you like. You know, it's going to probably consider individuals that have done specific tasks or groups that have come together. You know, what kind of things do we consider to be an outstanding community that you'd like to hear from?
So whilst it's been difficult to, we understand, for communities to come together as much during the COVID restrictions, what we are aware of is that's been going on in communities is things such as food banks and ensuring that the community in which they live, people aren't isolated. And whilst that's been difficult, we do know that the support's been there and that's showing a real community spirit. And they're the kind of things that we really want to seek out and celebrate. We want to showcase the communities that work together like that.
And if someone's doing something, more independent or individuals that are probably provided a lifeline to some degree to neighbours and friends, is that something that would be applicable also?
Absolutely. So a representative from the community who are wanting to enter the competition would pull together some good news stories and really highlight what's been going on where they live. It may be an individual, it may be a family, it could be a local business.
Yes.
It's all about just really identifying where people have gone above and beyond, really, for their community.
Wow. Okay. And, lots of above and beyond has been happening, let's face it, through COVID. So I would imagine there's lots of people out there, as you say, that are working within businesses or independently within their communities, have those good news stories to tell and could enter this competition. How do people go about that?
So we have a website, which is outstanding.community, simple as that, just the two words, outstanding.community, where there's either a form that they can download and complete and email in, or there's an online entry form, which is quite straightforward. And that will help identify what sort of information they could enter, really. There are sort of boxes, and that will help on that journey in entering the competition.
And there's prizes of first, second, third prize, I believe, for the...
Absolutely. Yeah. So our first prize would be £1,000, which has to be spent to benefit the community in which they've entered, and a plaque which the community can display wherever they choose. Second prize would be £500 and a certificate. And third would be £250 and a certificate. Again, the cash prizes are to benefit the community.
Yes. And this is a competition, it's very similar to one that's been incredibly popular in Staffordshire, I believe.
Absolutely. The competition in Staffordshire has been running since 1956, so quite a historical competition now. And we want to give Shropshire the same opportunity to do something very similar. It is very popular, and year in, year out, we welcome back new communities and the same as well who have been entering for years.
And I suppose from those people that, as you say, that have entered for over a period of time, are really kind of interested to hear about what's happening in other smaller towns or villages within Staffordshire, let's say, and therefore kind of think, oh, we should be probably doing something like this, and maybe we'll enter next year and so on. It, presumably the competition is there for, this is the first time and it's going to run like it does in Staffordshire.
Yes, it will be an annual competition now going forward. And we look forward to having entries from as many communities as possible in Shropshire. So really excited. And hopefully I get to come out and visit some of these communities in person and see what they've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing. And obviously, as things move forth through COVID restrictions and things become a little bit more relaxed, as you say, you've got more time to go out and meet and greet with some of those entrants that have entered. So presumably there's a nice bit of ongoing PR for the work that people are doing, never mind the fact of whether they win first, second or third prizes.
Yeah, absolutely. We would like to sort of highlight as much as possible of what's going on, and if we can use information from the communities who enter to
highlight all of the fabulous work that's going on in troubled times. I mean, you know, it's
absolutely, yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I was trying to say.
I'm with you, Jo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jo, it's such a worthwhile thing for people to get involved with, and it's really refreshing to understand that, you know, the foundation has formed and is working hard to, you know, even through these troubled times, to get out there and with some outreach positivity, you know, that people can join in and celebrate what's, you know, been a real dark time for a lot of people. But, you know, this is a silver lining on a cloud, and hopefully we continue to come out of, you know, restrictions and COVID, etc., and people can go on and enter the competition, and lots of wonderful PR on the back of it as well.
And we know from supporting Shropshire for a number of years now, through awarding funding. I think in Shropshire we've given away, actually, well, we've awarded £1 million since 2016. And that, so we are aware of the fantastic work that goes on in Shropshire. Now it's, yes, a case of getting right into the heart of those communities and really being able to highlight them and shine a light on them.
Wow, wonderful. Jo, thank you for joining us. People can find out more and enter, I believe, is it shropshire.foundation?
It's outstanding.community for the competition page.
Yes.
The foundation page is shropshire.foundation. We have an email address, which is shropshire@outstanding.community. Or you can pick up the phone and speak to me on 01743 295 900.
Wow, thanks Jo, thanks for coming, spending some time and coming on and letting us know. And we're going to touch base to see how the competition's going, and we'll have you back on to see who the winners are. I mean, it's just amazing.
Brilliant. That'll be wonderful. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.